Now we are on.
Okay, so we're recording now.
Yes.
So before we started recording, we were talking about depressing things, and we were talking about life and how hard it can be on us sometimes. And I thought it was kind of funny that we were talking about how we were going to talk about Han Solo.
Yep.
Because it is, by after seeing it, I would say,
okay.
There's a lot of reviews.
Oh, okay, this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun, okay. Yeah.
But I think the major... Oh,
hold on, we have to introduce ourselves.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Get ahead of yourself, bud.
I'm excited.
David West, and today we are talking about Solo.
So yeah, but before any further, spoilers.
Yep.
But, the thing is, as a heist movie, which this is supposed to be,
it's the highest opening heist movie of all time.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. But besides that, I think for a heist movie, Rogue One did it much better than Solo did. Rogue One was a lot more fun.
Would you consider? I don't consider Rogue One a heist movie.
It is a heist movie.
I mean, they do steal something in it, but
it's
a
heist movie.
I wouldn't have considered it a heist movie. It's
They're
more of a war movie.
Stealing. Information.
Yeah, no, I get by definition, I guess you're right. But
I mean,
Solo definitely didn't beat Rogue One, so I don't know why they came up with that stat.
I mean, now that being said, and there's this whole theory going around that Kenobi's going to be a Western. I'm looking forward to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we mentioned it last week, I think.
Cuz I hope the Western was better than this heist movie. Now, I'm not saying that this like the actors did great, the story was okay. It just kind of The problem I had with this movie is the same kind of problem I had with Rogue One, although Rogue One, I think, is a far superior movie. The problem is we know that all the characters who are core will survive. So all other characters are kind of, well, what's the point?
Well, okay, I disagree with that. Because they set it up, I mean, it ends leading into something else.
Yeah.
Which... We don't know what's going to happen to Han. We know that him and Chewie make it out alive and that he ends up going wrong with the Hutts. We don't know how he gets there, which I think they set up an interesting enough premise, even like a smuggler's war between the Crimson Dawn and the Hutts.
Oh, yeah, and also Darth Maul shows up in this as the head of Crimson Dawn.
Yes, yes, he does.
Even though it was like a 10-second like,
yeah, it's
cameo.
A cameo.
And that's the one thing that I really hated at the very start of this movie
okay.
was the forced romance of these two characters. And I'm like, okay, we know he ends up with Leia, so what's the point of this romance?
I don't think it was forced. I think it's definitely there. Like, it brings it. It's not like we have to see them develop.
And then the other question is where, like, they have a lead on to the Crimson Dawn, like, her being the right-hand man of Maul, but if they don't develop it any further, which they may or may not choose to, what's the point?
Well, I definitely think something will, because we already
know that the next animation show is going to be about past Return of the Jedi, correct?
Yeah, yeah. But there also is, they just announced Boba Fett, which could easily be the next step. Alden Ehrenreich could even be back as Solo, because he knew Boba Fett before...
He did?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he's one of the kids that he grew up with? Or? No.
No.
Duh.
But if he's working with the Hutts,
then he knows
Boba Fett.
Yeah, he knows Boba because Boba's a Hutt.
Yeah. So it could easily just... Okay, you have Han back for that for a little bit. Not a big part. Of course, Boba would be your main character, but it could deal with that Crimson Dawn line as well.
I don't know why they're making a Boba Fett movie, though. When you look at Boba Fett, the thing is in the original trilogy, he was these people who was like, oh, he's a silent badass. No, he's not. He's the guy who sits in the back who you think's a badass and then gets, what's it called, slapsticked into the Sarlacc pit.
That's the perfect reason to do a Boba Fett movie, to give him a bit more credence.
He just never seemed...
And his fan popularity...
His fan popularity was because he's just that quiet, badass-looking guy in the corner. That's his fan popularity.
Well,
from the
he's huge.
Trilogy.
He's a huge character. Like, fan-wise, fans love him.
Yeah, because he was that cool bounty hunter who turned Han Solo into carbonite. but he really didn't have much character development at all.
Not in the movies, no, but they have greatly expanded that in other expanded universe stuff.
Oh, yeah, like the original trilogy where you see his father get beheaded by Windu.
They're also in talks for Tahiko Waititi to play Boba, which I'm 100% for.
You mean the guy who played the original Jango?
No.
Who's this then?
He was... he actually directed Thor Ragnarok. He was the voice of Korg.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
he was an actor before he was a director. But he's in talks to play Boba. It's going to be directed by James Mangold, who did Logan.
Okay.
Like, I can't say no to that movie.
That sounds like fun, yeah.
And if they take the same Crimson Dawn aspect to it, and you could even put it on to Kenobi, you could have it be like almost a trilogy of films that deal with the Crimson Dawn. And that Western, that town or whatever that Kenobi has to save, maybe it's the Crimson Dawn who have taken over, come into that town.
And maybe that's another reason why Maul would have more purpose to hunt down Kenobi.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh, he's alive.
Yeah. So, I think it could work.
So, breakdown of this movie, we've pretty much glanced over. We haven't really done a play-by-play, no. Nor do we really need to.
We don't need to. I highly recommend. I enjoyed this movie thoroughly. I've seen it twice now. I want to see it again. I thought it was fun. It felt like Star Wars.
The only movies that are in theaters right now that I would want to see again would be Infinity War and Deadpool.
Gotcha.
Didn't really, like, I feel like I've actually talked to my other friends about this, and they were like, yeah, after seeing Han Solo, it's like one of those movies like, yeah, I saw it. Probably not going to see it again.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Another thing that I think that they
Is it the best of the best of Star Wars? No. But it's definitely middle of the pack.
I wouldn't say it's middle of the pack. I'd say it's on the lower tier.
Nothing is worse than the prequels, Kurt.
No, that is an incorrect statement,
Nothing
sir.
Is better than the prequels.
There is what we like to refer to in the non-canonical terms, the Christmas special. The Christmas special is the best of all the worst.
Fair enough.
And if you've ever seen it, you know... Bad Star Wars, because that's bad Star Wars.
That's the first appearance of Boba Fett.
Was it?
Yeah, that animated sequence in the Christmas special.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, but it's not canon.
No, it's not.
That's true. But
unless Chewbacca finds his tribe or his family,
and that's another thing that I thought that they talked about in this movie is because you get to see Chewbacca rescue some Wookiee slaves. And there's a scene where they're all fighting, and this other slave says to the Wookiees, come this way. I'm not sure what he said, but he's motioning them forward as they battle. And I really, like, I think I might have lip-read this and heard this because of my own want for this, is Mala, this way.
Yeah, right?
Because
that'd be great.
That would be Chewbacca's wife, and I'm like, yes, she's canon.
Yeah.
Yes.
It still can be. So this is the most expensive Star Wars movie ever made.
Really?
Yes, because they reshot 70% of it. Yes,
and it flopped. Well, it's not a flop.
It's not a flop. Will it make its money back? Maybe. Actually, it's so it only made out of the 4-day weekend just around $100 million, which is the lowest opening for a Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
but this next weekend, it's tracking really well. It's not going to have that much drop off. So if it manages to have
what I feel like this movie's gonna happen is it's gonna break even and just a little bit more.
Yeah, it'll break even, especially with toy sales.
It's not gonna fucking like blow it out of the water.
No, but also if you think about this movie was basically free. Like, yeah, it cost money, but it was completely paid for by the profits of the movies that came before.
That's true.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So this was a zero-risk movie for Disney.
Which is why they should have... Honestly, though, I really would have wanted to see what the Lego directors would have done with this movie.
I would have, too.
I think it would have been a little bit... it's not that this movie wasn't entertaining. I think it would have been more entertaining with that.
Considering the cast has kind of come out and said that Ron Howard saved the movie, it kind of makes me curious on what their vision would have been.
I would have liked to see the... Well, I highly believe this is going to happen here soon. I know that Lego Ninjago was the last Lego movie for a while. For a while.
Yeah, yeah. We got the... Didn't we talk about it last week?
What?
The logo came out for Lego Movie, the second part.
No, I had not heard this.
Yeah, yeah. The logo came out and...
And it's going to be the original...
Yeah, cast? Yeah. Huh?
Okay, fun. Is it going to be like, are they going to actually fight the Duplo like if they
I don't know. I have no idea.
Hope to God they do, because that would make it...
But
that would make it run.
That's a shared universe as well. I haven't seen Ninjago.
Please make the Bionicles come in. I loved Bionicles as a child. Please.
You know, highly recommend. Sorry, tangent. Have you watched the Toys That Made Us on Netflix?
No.
The second season came out, and they have a Lego episode, and they talked about how Bionicle saved Lego in the early 2000s.
Yeah, I did. It was great. I loved Lego, and I loved Legos, and I loved Bionicle. And you know. Interesting fact about me, when they released their first, like, there's the thing about the Toa, which is their heroes, is that in every series that they would go through a certain type of mutation. So it would be the beginning, and then it would be the upgraded version, or the higher evolution person. I was at the very first of the Bionicle evolution extravaganza at Legoland in California on the day they released it. I felt like a fucking badass coming home with those limited releases, because it took another 3 months to get those Legos released to the rest of the U.S.
Oh, wow.
So I had toys other kids wouldn't get for another 3 months, and I paraded that around the neighborhood like I was a fucking badass.
Oh, jeez.
I'm still fucking prideful about that, even to this day.
Yeah, but check out The Toys That Made Us. I love that show.
Mm-hmm.
It's each episode's based off of a different toy.
Mm-hmm.
Like season one you have Star Wars, Barbie, G.I. Joe, He-Man. Season two you have Transformers, Lego, Star Trek, and Hello Kitty.
You know what's really interesting about Lego is...
It's like they have to throw a girl episode in each season.
Well, they...
Yeah.
I mean, the toys aren't just made for men.
I know.
For women as well.
Yeah.
The one thing that really got me into Bionicle is that when you would get your Lego Lego magazine,
mm-hmm.
you'd also get a comic book about the Bionicles.
Nice.
And I followed them all the way up, even to the movies. I've watched every single Bionicle movie, except for the newest one.
Do they still make them?
No, because they don't make Bionicle. Well, they did for a short time in, like, 16, try to... rehash the Bionicles, starting off with their base models again, with a different story. They made two 6-episode series on Netflix that just flopped.
Okay.
Because apparently,
did you watch those?
I did. I like the brand, but the thing is the brand was really good in the early thousands for whatever cultural reason.
Yeah.
But then it just kind of
became a joke.
Yeah, it became a joke.
It's a joke in Lego Movie.
Yeah,
it's one of the brands they don't talk about.
Yeah, but they really should have, because it really did impact Lego sales.
Oh, yeah, for sure. A big part of that episode's about them.
Look at the marketing now that they do for Lego. I mean, they have a lot of those Lego Star Wars are like Bionicle action figures.
This was a big tangent.
This was a really big tangent. Let's go back to talking about... I did make a circle. I was talking about Lego Star Wars.
Yes.
So what I want to see Lego do the next movie is... Besides that one, is the following one is Lego Star Wars. They have all the video games that they've made.
Oh, yeah.
They have all the marketing. They even talk about it in the original Lego movie. I think the next movie after this should be Lego Star Wars.
Problem with that is licensing. Because the Lego movies are made by Warner Brothers. So they were able to have Lando and the Millennium Falcon in the first Lego movie as like a...
They had Chewie, Lando, and...
Yeah. Han. So it was just kind of a, here, you can use them, but you can just use them. It wasn't like, oh, we're going to make a whole movie with you.
Yeah. Well,
I would love to see it. I would love to see it, too.
Look at this way. I mean, Disney has a monopoly on pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And Disney, at their parks, sell a lot of Lego.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Legos for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I think it would be in their best interest to make a Lego Star Wars movie.
Yeah. If there were some way to work out the legality of it.
I mean, it's not about... If it was made, like, in collaboration with each other, yeah, it would be fine. Okay, back to Solo.
Yeah.
So, I was really... I'm really proud of Daenerys Targaryen starting to get into more movie roles.
Yeah, especially after Terminator Genesis.
Yeah, which was, I haven't seen it.
It's on Vudu. You can watch it.
I've seen snippets of it, and I'm like, ugh, that doesn't look fun. Although I will see it for one reason. Matt Smith's in it. I want to see it just for Matt Smith.
It would have been great if they would have done a sequel to it, because he would have been the main bad guy.
Was he the main bad guy?
Yeah. He's not in it much, but he would have been the main bad guy if they would have made a direct sequel to Genesis.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah. Would have.
Yeah, it just kind of flopped.
Yeah, it did.
And I mean, let's be honest. Schwarzenegger shouldn't be making any more movies.
He's coming back for the next one.
God damn it.
But so's James Cameron, so I'm okay with that. So's Linda Hamilton.
The original...
Sarah Connor.
From one or two?
One and two. She was in both.
She was the same actress?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, she made a big change in two.
Yeah.
She's
the nicest lady I've ever met. She kissed my cheek. She's like, I can tell why you're the mom of the savior of humanity.
Because you're a mom.
Because you are a mom. She was awesome.
Cool. What else about Solo? What's his face? The protege, like the what would you call him? The wise elder to Solo.
Yeah, Beckett.
Yeah, who does backstab him?
I like Woody Harrelson.
I like him as an actor. I don't see him enough in movies.
Woody Harrelson's in everything these days.
That's the thing. He used to not be, and I really enjoy him as an actor.
And I couldn't even get you to watch Three Billboards, and he was nominated for an Oscar for Three Billboards.
Oh. If it's on Vudu, I might see it.
It is, yeah.
I'll probably watch that. But the next thing I'm watching on Vudu, I think it's the original Mad Max, because you have that on.
I do, yeah.
Which was made in like the 60s?
No, 80s. Or late 70s on that one. I forget. Late 70s, early 80s?
Have you ever seen A Boy and His Dog? It's like a post-apocalyptic movie from the 70s. It's god-awful.
No.
But it's an interesting retrospective of the dystopian future in the early cinema display.
Huh. It's anyways, bad. Anyways, we keep making tangents. So, Solo, I think a lot of people went into it like... Even before the movie came out, they were hating on Alden Ehrenreich, who I think did a fantastic job.
He did a good job acting as Han.
Yeah, there are moments. Like, the first clip I had seen of the movie, I was listening to a review on NPR, and I could only hear it. I couldn't see it. And it's that meeting between Han and Lando, the first time where he goes up and asks for a seat at the table. Like, just being able to hear it, I was like, holy shit, that sounds like Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. Like, even just in my head, I was like, holy crap, that sounds like Han Solo. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe not necessarily exactly like Harrison Ford, but it sounds like Solo. Mm-hmm. I was just like, that's so well done. And if you hear people complaining about him, they're fucking wrong. He knocked it out of the park, especially for expectations. If you go into the movie thinking he's going to be bad, you're going to be delighted that he pulls it off.
He does pull off a Han Solo pretty well. But then you've always got that person that it's just like, I grew up with him and being the character, he has to be the character.
Yeah.
Kind of like how so many people...
Well, he shoots first.
And he does that in the movie.
Yeah.
I'm glad he does that.
He does. And then it kind of makes me wonder if Disney ever gets their hands on A New Hope again, the rights to release it. It all depends on the Fox deal. If they would take out some of those special edition changes that Lucas made, especially and just have Han shoot first.
You know what? One of the weirder things that I really enjoyed about the original trilogy that I saw when it was on VHS was the makeup for the Emperor in The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
I think he looks much more intimidating and scary as a character than the George Lucas rehash of just having What's-His-Face do a few lines in makeup. The guy who played Palpatine.
Well, he also played Palpatine in Jedi. That was a nice bit of continuity bringing him back for the prequels. So,
who did they have doing Palpatine in? Because I know he showed up in Rebels.
Yeah, he did his voice. Yeah,
the original.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Good.
Ian McDiarmid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, the guy from the original trilogy?
It's the same guy.
Okay. The guy from the original trilogy.
Yes.
Played Palpatine.
Yes.
In the prequel trilogy.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
How do they make him look so much older?
Makeup!
Holy shit.
Right?
That guy's been playing the same character for that long?
Anthony Daniels is still playing 3PO.
I did not even know that. That actually blows my mind a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to pull it up just to fact check us.
Yeah, I think you should fact check us because I'm not entirely sure.
Speaking of characters doing a great job, we have to talk about Lando.
I did hear some complaints that he might have, like, overacted or underacted, and from Nathan, who works with us.
Nathan hasn't seen it.
Then why was
he? He refuses to see it.
Because of that?
No, he refuses to see it because he hated The Last Jedi. He's done with Star Wars.
Really? But yeah. He was such a big Star Wars fan.
I know. And, like, my biggest thing, it's like, Solo's the movie for everybody who hated The Last Jedi.
But that's the weird thing, though, because I loved The Last Jedi, and I was kind of disappointed with this movie.
Yeah, look, the Emperor.
Huh.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
But, it's a weird cast, because the guy who played, makeup is weird.
Yeah, see, like, there's...
Hmm. Interesting. But,
So, yes, I was right in that. Told you.
Yeah, you were right. But, I loved The Last Jedi. Even to this day, I'll defend it as my favorite Star Wars movie ever.
There are aspects in it which don't like.
In The Last Jedi, there are still problems. Like, I honestly believe that you could have made the movie so much better if you just gotten rid of the whole casino scene. There's no reason
see that
for it.
A lot of people have complaints about their storyline, but I don't mind it too much because it kind of shows like somebody had to fail, and it kind of shows that nice balance.
Yeah.
It teaches them a lesson.
Yeah, we've already discussed that this whole movie, but my biggest problems are the casino scene, Superman, Leia, and
Leia Poppins,
whatever people are calling it, and bombs that drop in space.
my biggest complaint about it is Leia Poppins and the plot of the pilot episode of Battlestar Galactica.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't seen Battlestar, so I
won't. Oh, you would thoroughly enjoy Battlestar Galactica.
But the problem is if I start liking Battlestar Galactica, there's going to be all those, like, beats Battlestar Galactica. Jokes.
Yeah. Would you just do that all the time?
I probably would.
It's so good, though.
I might. Is it on Vudu?
No.
Okay.
It's not. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. It was on Netflix for a while. But I own it, but you don't have a DVD player.
Nope.
So you're out of luck. Anyways, yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed Solo.
I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm not saying it's a good movie. It was, for me, in my experience, okay.
It's entertaining. It's
a good matinee day. It's a good matinee show. Like, I wasn't upset when I walked out, but I wasn't like, oh my god, that was amazing. It's like,
saying it's amazing either, but it's an entertaining film.
When I walked out of the movie, I was like, okay, I was entertained. But then immediately after the movie, I was like, okay, what can I do next? It wasn't like, oh my god, I'm going to spend the next 2 hours thinking about this, making theories in my head. I was like, okay.
Yeah, there isn't really anything to... It doesn't build on the headcanon at all. There's not a lot there to dig deep in and to grab a hold of. Mm-hmm. There are great characters. I would love to see more of like Beckett's crew beforehand. Mm-hmm. And
I loved the sixth arm guy. I wish they didn't kill him off so early.
Marvel's doing a Beckett miniseries, so hopefully more of that crew is in it. Or it might be a one-shot.
Speaking of Marvel doing offshoot movies, aren't they supposed to do another Guardians where it's like the Guardians that they had in 2, the Sylvester Stallone
group? I'm sure they'll be in it, but I don't know.
We'll see.
I'm looking forward to... If this is the worst Star Wars movie... That Disney's done.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. Like, if it's the worst Star Wars that Disney's done, then yeah, I can see that. But I mean, it's not like it's fucking holiday special material.
No, by no means. And like, I was trying to compare it to, like, take the Marvel Cinematic Universe. What Marvel movie would you place it as? So, say, is it like the Ant-Man of the Star Wars movies?
Yeah, Ant-Man wasn't too good. It wasn't too bad. It was okay.
It was enjoyable. It was watchable.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
I thought we were about to make a debate on, are we talking about Tobey Maguire?
No. Just the, like...
The Iron Man to Infinity War.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that includes some really bad ones. But Ant-Man wasn't one of them. I'm not a big fan of the Hulk, Incredible Hulk, or... There's a couple in there.
Incredible Hulk wasn't too good. I haven't seen Iron Man 3 still, so...
Oh, you need to see Iron Man 3. It's enjoyable.
Is it on Vudu?
Yeah. I think it... maybe not. It might not be.
Yeah, that's fine.
It might not be.
Yeah, I saw you put Black Panther on there.
Yeah. Actually, highly recommend Game Night.
Yeah, I also saw that. I was like, actually, I wanted to kind of see that.
Oh, my God. I haven't laughed that much in a long time. Marissa and I watched Game Night the other night and just loved it.
I feel like Game Night's going to be like... do you remember Horrible Bosses?
It's from John Francis Daly directed it. He also wrote and directed Horrible Bosses. So
yeah, I'm going to be in for a good time because I liked both of those movies.
Yeah.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
I also saw... I haven't seen it yet, and I need to see it just to do the finishing loop is Hangover 3.
Yeah?
I haven't seen it. So
you're not missing anything.
The first R-rated movie I ever snuck in to see was The Hangover. Does that make you feel old?
Yeah, kind of. I was like, you had to sneak into The Hangover?
I believe at that time, because ours are 7, you have to be 17 to go in.
Yeah.
I think I was 13 at the time.
Jeez, that makes me feel old. How old are you? 25?
25.
Shit. Okay, yeah. Here I am turning 30.
Yeah. But, I mean, you've only got 5 years on me, but, I mean, still.
But that's enough time to... You're like, you had to sneak into that?
Yeah. What else? I liked the short little scene that we got to see Maul in.
Mm-hmm. Actually my biggest complaint about the movie. Really? I wish it would have been more tied up. I wish it wouldn't have had those loose ends. Like how there are zero loose ends in Rogue One. Everything's tied off. It's a nice standalone movie. I wish Solo would have been that.
Yeah, I can see that. I understand that. Although I will say this, I don't know why they went with his double blade when they could have gone with the Darksaber, because he had both.
It's a continuity. That's the same exact lightsaber that he has when he shows up in Rebels.
I know. I know that. But the thing is I feel like if he's trying to go for an intimidation factor, both of them would have worked, but...
And... Where the Darksaber is at this time is not with Maul.
Really?
It's on Mandalore.
Oh.
I believe it's on Mandalore, because it comes back in Rebels as well.
Because
Sabine gets it.
But I thought Sabine took it from him. I haven't seen Rebels, so I wouldn't.
I don't remember. I need to revisit. I don't remember.
I did see the ending of Rebels, even though I didn't watch any of it. I was like, okay, so now I know what this is.
Yeah.
But, what else? Let's talk about Batman Ninja.
Okay. Final thoughts on Solo. It's enjoyable. If you were iffy on going to see it, I recommend going. I highly recommend going.
I agree with David, but I would have to say don't pay the nighttime fees to see it. I would say see it as a matinee.
Hey, if you're a member of AMC Stubbs, you $5 Tuesdays.
Even more reason.
Yeah. That's when I went and saw it again. Hashtag no sponsorship.
Right from there, so. You know, I'm really considering, because I'm going to see so many movies now, that I might actually want to sign up for one of those.
Oh, dude, do it. Stubbs pays for itself in no time.
Mm-hmm. No, not just that. There's this...
Movie Pass?
Yeah, the Movie Pass where you pay like monthly and you get unlimited movies. For the
once a day. Yeah.
Like, once a day and one movie you can only see once.
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't sound too bad. But then again, I don't have much free time because I work two jobs and... Like today I'm working at either job. This is the first time that this has happened in about a month.
Nice. Good.
And this the thing was is I was originally supposed to work at one or the other.
Yeah.
And I just, by some miracle, had both jobs off. I'm like, wow, this has not happened to me.
Nice. And it's going to be dead at Sun King today. It's going to, our, I didn't say where I worked.
I think I said that in the last episode. Did you edit it out?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't say where I worked.
It's gonna be dead. It's gonna be the dead. Bar that we work at.
Yeah, at the
insert name here.
Yeah. Weekend after Memorial Day is always so slow.
We've done so many keg returns.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
And the problem with these keg returns are, these aren't like keg returns like, oh yeah, here's an empty keg. It's like, here's a 3/4 full half barrel keg.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the point of buying that much beer if you're going to drink 3/4 of it?
Right. Right. People don't know. People don't know how much people are going to drink. It's like my sister bought a half barrel and I got my discount on it. And they drank maybe a third of it. I was like, I told you. You should have just went with the 6-barrel. I tried to talk them into getting the 6-barrel.
6 barrels make so much more sense, guys.
I know.
Okay, let me put it to you this way, if you're thinking mathematically. I, for a while, and this...
I'm sure they don't care.
Okay. Never mind.
I'm sure they don't care.
6 barrels are a better investment.
Yeah, I agree. Anyways, you were talking about... You brought up Batman Ninja.
God, I hated the ending. I liked the setting. I liked the idea.
The visuals were stunning, though, weren't they?
The
visuals were
stunning.
I loved the art style.
The first arc I had with it was the whole, like, the transition style. The style change. Like
when they went to the Red Hood, showed what he was doing.
Yeah, it showed that he was following Joker that was quote-unquote sane.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he was only sane for, like, a month or something.
Yeah, whatever it was.
Oh, wow, a whole month. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, although that also makes a little bit of a joke out of working the lands and being a pretty much a peasant for a month will make you go insane.
Yeah, right?
And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense in a historical standing, yeah. But I liked the setting, I liked the idea, I liked the costumes, I liked the artistry, but I fucking despise the ending.
Because it's crazy? It's
so fucking non sequitur. And the thing is feudal Japan and giant mechs. No. If you would have made this maybe, like, I wouldn't have minded this if it wasn't feudal Japan, if it was maybe, like, 1900s.
They have the intelligence of the future. There's time travels involved, and you're going to complain about a giant mech?
I'm complaining about a giant mech because the industrial way of mining that type of metal wasn't commonplace until much later. So they couldn't have made those mechs in the time that they did using normal blacksmithing methods. It's not making any sense.
I don't think it's meant to. That ending is so batshit nuts.
Literally batshit. Literally.
Yeah.
And
my biggest complaint was Damian Wayne. That's not Damian Wayne.
He was too lighthearted, cheerful. Like, he's like the Tim Drake is the guy who's
Red Robin.
Tim Drake's Red Robin. Who's currently in Teen Titans Go, the current Robin?
Oh, that's Dick.
So that's Dick.
That's Dick Grayson, yeah.
So he was playing Dick.
Yeah, yeah.
But even though Nightwing was there.
Well, no, I think
Damian Wayne was like I'm not.
They were Damian Wayne. They were all pretty accurate except for Damian.
Yeah.
Who just was he was that Japanese anime sidekick. Even had the two monkeys. I was just like, this is,
and that fucking monkey mech. God damn it.
The monkey and bat. Oh. Batman.
Although it did like harken back.
Does that make more? Does that make more sense than the mech?
No, none of it makes any goddamn sense.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. My brain was hurting at the end of that.
You see, as an adult, if I was a kid watching that, I would have had fun. As an adult, I'm like, God, I literally had to pause the movie sometimes, go out on my patio, and do something else just to get it out of my head. I'm in pain.
I enjoy anime, but they shoved so many anime tropes into that movie.
Yeah, it was very painful.
It's just like, oh, you're doing this for the sake of just doing this.
You see, I had the same problem with this movie as I did when I watched Labyrinth for the first time.
Oh, I love Labyrinth.
I didn't see Labyrinth as a kid. I saw it at... The first time I saw Labyrinth was when I was 23.
Okay.
So I was like, this is very painful for me to watch the first time going through. I think I stopped it on 3 different occasions and did the same thing.
Really? I love that movie.
But now that I've seen the whole thing...
Yeah.
And I know... 'cause there's that whole thing of not being... the age that it's meant for.
Yeah.
But now that I've seen it once, I can watch it all the way through.
I don't know who Batman Ninja was made for. Because I'm a anime fan and I'm a Batman fan. And that movie hurt my brain.
I think, money. That's who it was made for.
Yeah, I bought it. I guess I was its target demographic. But God damn, that was... It was pretty. It's very pretty.
It would have been better as a Final Fantasy movie. As a Final Fantasy game. I would have loved this if this was a Final Fantasy game.
They haven't made a good Final Fantasy movie, so...
Yeah, those are all real shit.
They're on there. I got them on there.
Yeah, I saw them. I'm like, God. That looked like fun for today. Because last night, since I had gotten off work and I knew I had the whole day off today, I was like, I'm going to drink a little bit more than I'm used to. So I had a cigar. I'm a little bit buzzed from that. And I'm a little bit cross-faded from drinking alcohol. I'm like, I need something to just chill out on. So I turned on Inside Out. And that was a great movie. But if I would have turned that on, I would have been like, I'm done. So, on a scale from 1 to 10, I would rank this movie, the first, like, parts 1 and 2, the first two acts, I would have given this, oh yeah, this is an 8. But because of the last act, it is now a 4.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. I cannot argue too much with that. Oh, shit.
What else? What else was there?
So, I've actually been watching, I binged it all within the past 3 weeks.
I was supposed to say 3 days. I binged it all in 3 days.
Well, I've watched it twice in 3 weeks.
Okay.
All of My Hero Academia.
I still haven't seen it. Is it on Vudu?
No, it's not. It's on Funimation, if you get Funimation. Or Crunchyroll. It's like, each one's like $7 a month. But I watched it once, and then my wife had watched some of it with me, and
so
she's
is
like,
it like a one series, one and done thing?
No. It's still new episodes are coming out on Saturdays. But yeah, I've watched it twice, and I'm addicted. I've bought 4 of the 5 Funko Pops, and I'm current on the manga that has been released in volumes.
How many volumes?
Currently at 12.
This is a relatively new manga.
Yeah, yeah. It came out in 2014 is when it started. Over in Japan, they're like way ahead of us.
Well, of course they are. Well,
it's like double the series is out over there. But
I had one of the funny. This is going to come off as really offensive, but I had one of the funniest things that my coworker said to me yesterday.
Yeah,
we were talking about like anime because he's like anime and he's into it, and he's like, you know, it's such a strange thing that they used to go. They were such a militaristic, like honor based society. And it just took 2 nukes to make them go kawaii.
Oh.
I'm like, you can't say that. No, that's horrible.
That is horrible. Oh, no. Man, he would be fired right along with Roseanne.
I don't understand this whole Roseanne thing. Like, this is,
She got like, fired got, because she made a really racist comment on Twitter.
But hasn't she had a show since, like, the 60s or something?
No. The sitcom Roseanne ran for like 9 seasons from like late 80s to early 90s. And then they brought it back this past year.
Okay.
They brought that sitcom back.
Okay. So that's the problem. Because I thought that there was this whole talk about, oh, it's just since she's left at a time that it was, I mean, it was still the 80s, which wasn't an acceptable time to have those thoughts. I mean, it was the kind of argument like Paula Deen is like she's a product of her upbringing.
Roseanne, the day after her show was canceled.
What exactly, who was she derogatory?
It was Vanessa Johnson. She worked with President Obama.
Okay.
I don't want to get into it too much, but she called out her faith and that she looked like she had bred with a Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It was bad.
Hmm.
So
it's not just like casual racism. It's full force.
Yes.
Racism.
And she was already on like pins and needles already because she accused the Parkland families of being crisis actors.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I love that kind of conspiracy theory.
I don't.
That's just a really fucking dumb conspiracy theory.
Yeah, and she was promoting that on her Twitter as well. So she was already, like, double secret probation. So she did this, and ABC was just like, yeah, you're gone.
And, you know, that's actually the first... I was reading this because that's the first time anyone's ever been fired over Twitter.
No, that can't be true.
The first time, like, I've
that can't possibly be true.
I was reading something about it. It was like they were talking about it's like the first big major fire over a social media network.
No, it's happened. People have been like suspended and stuff from like, I know an ESPN announcer got suspended over comments made on Twitter. So I'm sure it's happened before.
I don't know. They were just this.
Yeah.
Thing I was reading was making a big deal out of it.
Huh. I did see a funny thing. They were like, they should just replace Roseanne on the show with Danny DeVito and not even address it.
Yes. I love Danny.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Like,
I don't even know the show, but
How haven't you seen any episodes of Roseanne?
Okay, I'm going to make this argument again.
Okay.
Because this is the one that makes you feel old. I was born 5 years later than you were. So
I think it's still on. I think it's still on.
I wasn't watching that.
And it's been in syndication for years.
I was watching Rugrats and shit, man.
Your parents didn't watch it?
I don't know. They had their TV. I had my TV.
John Goodman plays her husband.
The guy who played Fred Flintstone?
Yes. That's what you go to?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, I was watching movies like that.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been fun. Oh, there is a... I did have it pulled up. Apparently, Marvel Studio directors, including the Russo brothers, Ryan Coogler, and James Gunn, attended a secret meeting. Marvel directors meeting. The article doesn't really go into much detail, but...
So they're probably talking Phase 4.
Yeah, they're probably... And it was probably a planning meeting of some kind.
For Phase 4. That would make
sense. Yeah, yeah. So that's interesting. We will see. There is a deadline on the Fox-Disney deal. Fox has to decide by July 12th if they're going to accept Disney's bid. I know Comcast has kind of thrown a wrench into it and offered a higher cash bid. But... I know Disney has come out and said that they're willing to fight for it. So.
Yeah, they should fight for it because that would bring mutants into the.
Oh, yeah.
MCU.
Mutants, Fantastic Four. They would get a new hope.
Fantastic Four, a new hope.
Yeah. It would be. It would be for the Fantastic Four.
You know what would be really funny is if they just like did something like that or made it even worse. It's just like. Fantastic Four Homecoming.
Yeah. We got these back, too.
Yeah.
Yay. but, yeah, it would make a lot of sense. Or how shitty would it be if Marvel or if Disney was like, hey, can we just buy these assets from you? Can we buy out the X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Star Wars? Can we just buy those out from you?
Yeah.
Before this deal, can we go ahead and just secure these?
They should be able to. I mean,
we'll pay a ridiculous amount just for these properties. Yeah.
Just want these properties. We don't really give a fuck about the other properties.
Yeah. Because, I mean, that's why Disney hasn't put out another Star Wars box set. They can't. They don't have the rights to A New Hope. Mm-hmm. So, it makes sense just for, like, those three things alone.
Mm-hmm. What would Comcast even do? Besides charge higher rates.
Yeah, I mean, Comcast is already trying to steal our internet and all kinds of other stuff, so.
So, that's another question I had, because I know that the vote for net neutrality went through, and they're like, people, yeah, it's no longer net neutral, yet I haven't seen anything about that yet. When is that legislation going through?
Oh, it was... still in contest? No, it got denied.
So
net neutrality still exists.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We won.
Okay, I didn't hear.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure if we did, because I feel like we lost. I feel like I've been listening to NPR and we lost, because they're starting to implement something or another.
Oh. Shit, I don't know.
I feel like I should Google this.
Well, I think we made it past, like, the Senate, or it was up to the Senate or something. I don't know. I know we passed one portion of it.
Net neutrality.
Oh, yeah, they also cast Spawn for the Spawn reboot that they're doing. Jamie Foxx is going to play Spawn.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Electro.
Yeah. Oh, God, his Electro was awful. I enjoy Amazing Spider-Man 2, except for the villains. All the villains were awful in that movie. Oh, well.
Okay, well.
What are we at now? We are at... We're good. We can call it.
Cool. I'm Kurt Steiner.
David West. You can find us on Twitter at Kind of Epic Show. Find me on Twitter at @DavidWest_KOES. Also on Instagram. Just search Kind of Epic Show.
Cool.
All right.
Have a good week, guys.
Yeah. Later, guys. Bye.
Hey listeners, this is Micus, creator of the Kind of Epic theme song, Zombie Kids. If you're interested in finding out more about my music, you can check me out at micusmusic.com. Also, I am on iTunes, Facebook, and SoundCloud. You can look me up as Micus Music, and that's M-I-K-U-S, and you know the rest. Alright, peace out everyone, keep listening.